Oh yeah, he's back. The crack of the bat, the ping of the crossbar, and the roar of the crowd. We cover everything you want to talk about. It's the Rod Peterson Show.
Good morning, Canada. Away we go.
Whee!
Right into the deep end. Let's go. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go.
Too long.
Tuesday, April the 14th. We're at it here with the Rod Peterson Show, Canada's morning sports talk show. It's episode 212. I'm Rod. He's Darren. Producer Clark's in the back of the bunker. Jordan's on the other side of this wall. We're observing social distancing, and we're ready to go with sports talk. Big day today on the program. A lot of big name guests. The sports doctor, Dave Patrician, joining us from Winnipeg. We don't get enough Winnipeg sports talk, we're told. So the sports doc will handle that for us. I know he's got a lot of thoughts on the world of sports, WrestleMania 36, and so forth. TSN's NHL insider Darren Dreger is going to be with us. Been pretty quiet in the old NHL.
It has.
For several days. We'll see if Dregs has some news on that. Nick Sakewich, he's the commissioner of the National Lacrosse League, will be with us. And I'm very excited to have Nick with us today. We'll be talking about that later on. And Ryan Switzer of the Swift Current Broncos is going to join us to talk about Colby Cave, the most tragic of news that we all know about. The Battlefords kid, the former Swift Current Bronco, Edmonton Oiler, passing away at age 25 on Saturday. So as if the world didn't suck enough. That was the biggest kick to the berries for everybody, the hockey world, this province, you name it. So those are the guests on the program today. Let's go with the quick six show topics. Darren, what do you say?
Yeah, hit me.
A recap of the past 4 days, if you will. I'll tell you what, we did do a Recovery Hour show last night. It's on substance abuse and mental health. We did it here out of this studio last night. I was happy to get out of the house because after 4 days off, we haven't been on the air since Thursday, I didn't really care to drag my ass back in here today.
I know.
It's what my mom used to say. The more you lay around, the more you want to lay around. You know what I mean?
She's right.
And it was so bloody cold all weekend that to go out and have a walk, that wasn't that palatable either.
No, I wasn't too excited to do that. And, you know, what happened to the warm weather? But yeah, I'm with you on that. Once you get your feet up, it feels pretty good to keep your feet up.
Yeah.
And you don't want to come back in, but glad to be back.
Yeah. Are we having an audio issue, Clark?
It's fine.
He says it's fine. I see people are writing in. Sometimes I think it's their issue, not ours. But it causes all kinds of panic here in the bunker, right? When people say they can't hear the show or something. A lot of times it's a little setting on their device.
Right. Yeah, we want it to be great, right? We want everybody to have a good experience.
Well, okay, now people writing in, is it just me or is the audio off? I don't know. Clark's on it. I can only do so much sitting here on this side of the chair. Fair? And by the way, the audio's fine at rodpeterson.com/listenlive. I know that for a fact. So I will say this. I think it was Saturday night I put out that, what should I buy, a stationary bike or a treadmill?
Yep.
Hundreds of responses
on
Facebook and Twitter. And what it turned out to be was the biggest flea market of all time. People trying to sell me their crap that's sitting in the corner of their garage. You know what I mean?
I saw the Nordic track from the 90s.
All kinds of people just saying, here, buy this, buy that. I'll give you a deal. I actually had some companies that sell exercise equipment get a hold of me. But here's the problem. In our house, of which they're all watching right now, I know, because they're all home, nobody could agree on the exercise piece that we wanted. All things being equal, I would have wanted an elliptical. Do you see the size of those things?
They're big.
Where do you put it? Well, I want to put it in the living room right in front of the television.
Yeah.
Not happening. So I thought had settled on a stationary bike, and that's not happening. So anyways, moving on. Point two, demise of the XFL. We had one of our viewers, Robin in Prince Albert, wrote in and said, well, you got a lot to talk about there. And I'm like, really? I don't feel like there's a lot to talk about there. The XFL on Friday announced that it's ceasing operations. And then yesterday we learned that they're declaring bankruptcy, filing for bankruptcy. And Darren, you know business. This is a business. I'm no business expert, but I've owned businesses somewhat successfully. I get the dollars and cents aspect of it. The part that bothers me the most about the demise of the XFL is the people that are wagging their fingers saying, see, told you it wouldn't last. And a lot of them are CFL fans. And you better be careful, because if there was no pandemic, the XFL, I believe, would roll. They'd be able to pay their bills. They wouldn't be fighting for bankruptcy. So I don't think CFL fans, given the current situation of the pandemic and the economic crisis, should be waving their fingers at anybody.
Bankruptcy is interesting, and I'm not as experienced in business yet. So, but what I understand, I mean, bankruptcy is not a State of the Union address to tell you, you know, where this business is at. It's a business tool. That's the way I understand bankruptcy. It's a business tool. And the first, you know, thought comes back to when Donald Trump was in business. Everybody said, well, he's filed for bankruptcy X number of times. It's a tool. It's not like he's out of money. It's a business tool.
Oh, I know.
Right? I mean, we go into the COVID-19, you got to cancel the season, and bankruptcy is a business tool. They knew they were going to lose a lot of money, hundreds of millions of dollars on this season. What did they say, $350 million or whatever they were prepared to lose to get this league up and running, or Vince McMahon was prepared to spend? I mean, bankruptcy is a tool to help them alleviate some of that stress and get their creditors paid if there are creditors that need to be paid, or to make sure they can get out of this. But I fully believe that if it wasn't for the pandemic, they'd still be playing football. There was no whispers of them getting ready to file for bankruptcy or fold. This has nothing to do with that. I fully expect that. And I believe that if they can figure out the finances of it and make sure it's not going to be a complete, you know, loss, they'll come back next year. I think they're going to try and find a way to come back.
Well, that leads to our poll for Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center that the boys came up with, because I was late getting in here today. You guys came up with this, and I like it. Will the XFL ever return to play? Yes, no, or not sure. A lot of votes so far since you guys posted it to Twitter. 71% on Twitter saying no. You can see the Facebook better in front of you. What do they say? 67% say no.
Yeah.
So the leading is no, that it will not return. So you can vote on that over the next 24 hours. Hey, by the way, I am seeing from our viewers on the Facebook wall that the video does not match the audio. If I may, just close your eyes and listen, and you'll be fine. Moving on to point three. We're no further ahead. I put this in my column this morning. I had to write the Monday morning goalie column, even though it's a Tuesday. Don't at me, but we're a month into this, and the disease experts and the health experts, who, while I do believe they know what they're talking about, haven't been able to tell us when this is going to end. And I don't think they have got a huge regard for the economy. As I wrote in the column, they're certainly not capitalists. This 18 to 24 month thing, last night on the phone, somebody who I trust says, oh, they're not going to be back playing pro sports until September of 2021. I'm like, that can't happen. Yeah. They will have burned the planet down by then, the people that are not being paid, let alone sports fans. Or am I just missing something? Because there's a lot of business leaders, guys that I know, well-heeled financial people that are just saying, hey, who's going to blink? Who's going to make the first move here? Because this can't go on. It's been a month, and we're no further ahead.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And sports has to find a way. The bubble cities thing will work. To me, it's a matter of you're asking these players to not have a life at all outside of hockey. No personal life. You're quarantined with the players, all that. Because you can't let that disease get in any way. You got to control the environment. So that's a big, big obstacle. In terms of fans coming there, that might not happen for a while. And I read the same thing, and it was talking about, you know, that concerts, festivals, sporting events will be the last things to actually get going again, because they're big, you know, gatherings for multiple people, tens of thousands of people. So that might be pushed off, and that's what they were predicting. Yeah, the fall of 2021. Sports can't wait that long. Maybe sports with fans. Nothing can wait that long. And then, you know, I like that in this province, we're getting close. Premier Scott Moe coming out saying next week he's going to roll out his plan to reopen Saskatchewan a little bit. And you know what? We're doing really well. The social distancing, the isolation, it's working, right? Our numbers are dropping. We're flattening the curve a little bit. We haven't had a huge number of deaths. It's really a testament to the people in this province that have done really well, which tells me if you can eliminate it, and I'm no disease expert, if you can eliminate it in this province, we could reopen the province, but you'd have to close the provincial.
Yeah, but for how long?
But you'd have to close the provincial borders, because we're okay. Let us operate. But you can't let anybody in the province. You can't let anybody out. Are they willing to do it?
That'll be Mississippi of the North.
Yeah.
So continuing our quick six show topics here in the rollout for Flooring Superstore. And again, they're telling me that the video doesn't match the audio and it looks like a Godzilla movie translated. I'll say it again. Just close your eyes. Darren and I both have nice voices. Close your eyes. Just listen.
Good chance to do the dishes or get some push-ups in.
Yeah, go do something. And 4 days not on the air. You know how much changes within Facebook within 4 days in terms of their coding and everything? Clark is like sweating like a hooker in church right now, just trying to figure out the audio and the video. You should see it. Can we get a photo of it, Jordan? Let's do that. There we go. He's sweating. He's in a pool of sweat trying to figure this out. John in Edmonton writes in. He says, but I love seeing your lovely faces. I can't help you, John. I don't know. I just do the talking. They do the tech stuff. And by the way, our technical producer is home sick. We actually thought that he might have had the big one. Coronavirus. He had the test, which they say the test is worse than the disease.
I can't imagine.
They stick a Q-tip like to the back of your skull, apparently.
Oh, no.
Have you heard that?
No.
Yeah. Praying you never have to find that out. But yeah. Our technical producer had the coronavirus, the COVID-19 test. He's negative, but he's still sick and he's home. He said he's never been so happy to just be sick.
Yeah, just
the regular sick. Points 4 and 5 are somewhat similar in that I was at a birthday party Friday night, Darren.
A birthday party?
Yeah. On Zoom.
Wow.
Weird.
Yeah.
But to the folks that hosted it, it was awesome. I got on it more so just to say that I was on it and see how this was going to go.
Right.
Greg and Laurel were the people that hosted it, and it didn't take long. I think there were 7 parties. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
On this, I've never been on a Zoom call before, ever, I don't think. And it was interesting. But, of course, the topic got around to the future of the CFL. That's where points 4 and 5 will morph here, because I've got point 4, future of the CFL, point 5, mental gymnastics. Because there was a lot of, hey, Rod, what do you think? And I'll be frank, I'll say it now, which I didn't really say it on Friday night at the birthday party because I was caught off guard. I have spent 0 time thinking about what the CFL is going to do to come back, because that's not my job. And I get that they expected that I would have an opinion on this.
Yep.
But I don't, because there's a lot of guys with a lot of zeros behind their salary that will decide this, not me. Back to point 3, we're no further ahead. It's been a month, and these guys, how would they know? The disease experts don't know. So how the hell would Commissioner Randy Ambrosi know? He wouldn't know. So it became, hey, they could do pay-per-view. Hell, I'd shell out $100 to watch a pay-per-view game of the Rough Riders and the Argos. And I'm like, yeah, but how many in Toronto would? So I call it mental gymnastics, because it kind of exhausts you mentally to think about all the scenarios and all the ways they could get back, because at the end of the day, they don't give a rat's petunia what we say anyways. And one of the people on the call said, well, I really wish they would listen to the fans. Well, they don't, but that's what those town halls are for. So in some cases, they do. But a lot of times there's some jabroni that comes up to the mic that says, you know, makes no sense whatsoever, and it makes everybody wonder, why the hell are we doing this?
Yeah.
So, again, I've put zero thought into how the CFL could restart. Now, if my livelihood and paycheck depended on it, I might put a little more time into it. I don't know, but it doesn't. But do you see what I'm saying? Whether there's going to be a CFL this year, whether there's going to be a Grey Cup, I don't know. I know this. There will be CFL again, but I haven't put thought into it. You?
No, not a lot. And just in terms of, okay, I mean, I was supposed to have a meeting today, you know, about our tailgate party. That's not happening.
Right.
Things like that. Just canceling things off my calendar, making some different adjustments. But that's just business stuff. Not really thinking about it. It's just more, I'll react to it as it happens, as opposed to really putting the stock of my emotional well-being on whether there's a season or whether there's not a season. Not that I don't care about the CFL, but I'm not worried about if there's a season or not. It will come back when it comes back. And when it comes back, we'll be ready. We'll be covering it. We'll be there.
Yeah.
That's as far as I think about it.
Clark, I know you're in communication with Jordan, but can you put the comment up from Don in Ottawa, if you don't mind? Donald Mitchell, our friend watching from the nation's capital, and we'll get to that. Meanwhile, Brent Stephen writes in and says, Vernon Adams Jr. talked about being willing to play the first 2 months on the road. That's cool, too. I appreciate the VA wants to play. Everybody wants to play, but nobody has any idea. And that's back to point wherever the hell it was or what was in my column this morning. The disease experts have no clue. And it just tells you, economists have no idea where the economy is going. The weather forecasters haven't. It's been supposed to be double digits for the last month around here. Last I checked, it was minus 19 on the weekend. So if anybody tells you they know what's going to happen in the future, they're full of it.
They don't know.
How did I go off on that rant? Donald in Ottawa says, guys, until the cities open up public facilities and public gatherings, there will be no sports, concerts, gathering. I know you're sports guys and will grasp at any glimmer of hope that your work will return ASAP, but this is people's lives, and if Dana White can't force the officials to change their minds, I doubt anyone can. Okay, so Don, love you. A lot of things wrong with what you just said. You'll grasp at any glimmer of hope that your work will return. I don't know. We're working. Are you working? I'm working.
Working.
He's working. He's working over here. I mean, that's the one thing that people haven't really figured out yet, that we're a talk show.
Yeah.
And we're going to be here every day talking about what you guys are talking about, what people are talking about. Would we rather have games? Of course. But I know you're sports guys and will grasp at any glimmer of hope that your work will return. And furthermore, Dana White can't force the officials to change their minds. I think ESPN shut down Dana White having UFC 249 because of the backlash, not because of the health concerns. I really believe that. Because Dana White had it, he had it cleared and ready to go.
Yep, he did.
And I just think ESPN was afraid of the backlash from people. So at what point does that tipping point come where everybody wants to get back? It's not the, oh, you're not being safe. Because there's going to be a lot of businesses and business owners, they're going to say, you know what? I'm going to lose my business anyway. So I'm just going to open my doors and risk a lawsuit because I'm going to lose my business no matter what. That's happening. Or at least guys are thinking about it.
Sure they are. Sure they are. You don't want to just let, you know, your boat sink without trying to shovel a little water out or trying to jump out and swim and do something. I mean, you got to find a way to survive, and some guys will do it. It's so interesting how we can do it, how we can do it safely. But eventually, there's going to be a tipping point where the economy just says, you know what, we can't go any further down. And
it's got to be close.
It's going to be close. Yep.
I love what our social media advisor Tyler puts on the Facebook wall. The cesspool's heating up. Keep the comments coming, Rod Squad. That doesn't sound very delectable. The cesspool's heating up.
Bubbling to the surface.
Right. Just think about that for a sec. Look, we'll break. I don't really want to because we're just rolling and viewership's peaking. Well, we got a couple minutes. We got a couple minutes. So I just say this. I mean, I don't feel bad about it. I mean, people have expectations that I have opinions on everything. I do have opinions on a lot of things. I don't have an opinion on the future of the CFL or how they're going to come back. And pay-per-view, I would shell out the dough too, but I just leave the people whose job it is to do their jobs. Really.
The one thing I have for the NHL, if they're going to play in front of no fans, it's tough because you have to have the amenities, right? You have to have the amenities. You have to have the facilities for them to, you know, put out the bikes and have the training facilities and, you know, the locker room access and all that stuff. But I don't want to see them play in empty 18,000 seat arenas where it's hollow and just sounds like, you know, sounds really bad. I'd love to see them play on a nice rink, but in an old, intimate, tight barn that's super, super small and tight. I don't know if that's possible, but it'd be cool for the atmosphere if the NHL came back with no fans.
And that is my sixth and final point of the Quick Six show topics, is no NHL to Saskatoon. The NHL just continues to be the hot girl to Saskatoon that just teases and dangles. Dance a couple times.
Till you buy her a drink.
But they just can't get her between the sheets. John Ohm says, this isn't the casino and you just roll the dice. This is everyone's health. I get it. I get it. I'm just saying, how long does that remain the case?
Yeah.
because people are going to get desperate. Some are already desperate. Jerry Hales writes in. She says, like, how in the hell did Vince, XFL killer McMahon, get WWE named essential? WWE has been named an essential service. Was it you, Clark, that brought that up?
Florida.
In Florida, the WWE has been named an essential service. That is not that shocking to me. Alcohol was named an essential service by provincial governments in this country.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. So we'll talk about that and more. As a matter of fact, that's a great segue for our next guest. What? The sports doctor? Because he likes to drink and he's a wrestling fan. Fair Dave! Sports Doctor joins us next. It's the Rod Peterson Show, Facebook Live, coming this spring to Game Plus Network and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Hi, neighbor. Bruce Axelson from the Capital Automotive Group. In these challenging times, we've taken the proper precautionary measures to ensure our dealerships are safe, comfortable places to visit. We've also made adjustments to make shopping and servicing easier for you, including at-home test drives, service pickup, and delivery at no extra charge, and we increased our shuttle services to better serve you and your family. We'd like our community to know that we're here to serve you however we can. The Capital Auto Mall. We're at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua in Regina.
Direct West provides us with stats and analytics, and it's amazing for us to look and see that, you know, each year we're 10 to 20% higher on our Google leads. It's great to see the success that our locations are having. The Direct West app gives us an opportunity to be in one place for people to find any of our locations or our commodities. Without Direct West, we would have to be in multiple digital places. I would recommend Direct West. They're great to work with.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Welcome back, everybody. Tuesday morning program continues, episode 212 of Canada's Morning Sports Talk Show. I want to send a shout-out. Mike Clayton writes in. He says, it's my first time watching / listening. Show is great. Thank you, Mike. Pleased to have you aboard. Hope you stay a while. We've got so many topics to get to today, and I appreciate the interactive nature. I think you folks will give us plenty to talk about over the next couple of hours and over the next several weeks and months. I'll get to the sports update in a moment, but let's bring in our good friend, the sports doctor out of Winnipeg, Dave Patrician, from his home today. How you doing, David?
Outstanding. Thank you, Rod.
Good. Good to hear from you, my friend. I hope that they have the video audio thing fixed here. They tell me it's not that far off, but I'll tell you this. You look great. Can you please give me a Winnipeg COVID-19 update? How are things in the Manitoba capital?
Well, I tell you what, I'm getting a little tired of watching CFL classics myself. It's watching rerun sports when you know the outcome. However, I must say, when they replayed the opening game of Mosaic Stadium from Canada Day, was that 2017, I believe, or wherever that may be?
Yeah.
There was a lot of beverages flowing that day, so it was nice to see the game for once, I suppose. But I didn't realize it went to overtime. But that's just me.
Who won?
But we all know who won. We all know who wins the big games in Mosaic Stadium, teams with a W on them. But anyway, not to rub anything in like that, they showed, of course, the Grey Cup game from 2019, which, you know, being there live, I didn't realize how dominant the Winnipeg Blue Bombers were at that game. And I'm not just saying that because I'm wearing a W on my shirt. That was a big, big victory, that's for sure. In terms of the mood in Winnipeg, everyone, I think anybody in a National Hockey League city and anybody who's a fan of the National Hockey League is disappointed. There's no hockey right now. But of course, you know, when I heard in your last segment, they were saying, well, let the fans decide. Well, there's a reason they're called fans, right? And it's not really, they're not really in general manager and executive positions. Fans are great. They buy the tickets, but the big decisions are made by the guys in charge. And in charge not only means in safety for the players that play the game, the staff that work the events, the staff that work the arenas, and the fans that go to games. So we're not going to see sports until sometime. And what Dupe said too, that'll probably be the last thing on the agenda, sports with big crowds, because we're going to see a change in a lot of things, and we're going to see I bet you a lot of teams are going to struggle with attendance when this thing dies down. That's for sure, because I think people are going to be very, very nervous for a long time to come about gathering in massive events like that.
David, some comments here. Ian, one of our sponsors from SAS Snowbeef, says the CFL could get started in Saskatchewan. Why not play all the games in an empty Mosaic Stadium? John Kirby in Edmonton says CFL Classics. Calgary gets 8 games, the most of any CFL team. Edmonton gets just 1. Why, TSN? Why? So there's that. So these are the viewers that are, as we're visiting here, Dave. But I want to get this. I mean, you are very plugged into the football community in Winnipeg. I was mentioning earlier here, the people are here are saying, hey, let's get it going with pay-per-view games. They could play in Saskatchewan. Shoot, there's fewer coronavirus cases in Manitoba than Saskatchewan. I don't know what you guys are doing right, but there are. So are your football buddies talking about how, hey, we could get it going this way at IG Field? Is there any of that kind of talk?
There is. Again, it's sports fans being sports fans. It's just like, you know, different scenarios, different trades. Different things like that. But again, I don't know. I do think that the game will miss something. Like you and I were texting back and forth during WrestleMania. And one of the downfalls of WWE WrestleMania was there's no fans. And it's something when a guy does a big move and he looks to the crowd and there's just the cameraman and one production assistant standing there. It's just not the same. Teams feed off the energy of the crowd. We only have to look at Mosaic Stadium to understand that, how the difference in 33,000 people makes for a team. So I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think there's any scenario that makes sense. I think the Major League Baseball one, when you're bringing 30 teams to Arizona, that's a silly one too, because, you know, at least the Canadian Football League, there's 9 teams and there's a lot more players on a team than a baseball squad, I understand, but there's 30 teams, there's 30 different organizations that have to play. It doesn't make a lot of sense. I think a gate-driven league like the Canadian Football League needs to have a gate. And I don't think pay-per-view is great, but you know what happens when, you know, the cable companies put a movie up for $6.99 or $11.99 or $19.99 and people yell they gouge. So you got it got to make sense. There's got to be things. There's got to be opportunities. Last I heard, the sports television networks right now are down 75%. I don't know if a Canadian Football League game or a Major League Baseball game will make a big difference because people are glued to the set watching coronavirus updates. So I'm not really sure. I'm mixed. I think we just pause till things settle down, go back to normal, then we go back to sports.
It's wild because you mentioned that I saw the stat that Facebook consumption or viewership's up 53%, which is awesome, but TV news viewership's up 66%. And my wife has it on one of the news channels just over and over and over. I'm like, can we turn this off? It's so depressing, which, by the way, she wins, but which wouldn't surprise you, David. But I'm like, we're a month in and we don't know anything. These guys have been talking 24/7 about nothing. It sounds like us. But anyways, David, you talk about pay-per-view. I shelled out $11.95 for WrestleMania 36, and it was a 2-day event. I enjoyed it. What'd you think?
I enjoyed it too. I do think wrestling is done on a different level now, and they had it was pre-taped, as everyone anybody who watched it realized. And especially in a sport like professional wrestling, I think you need to have the spontaneity, you need to have the crowd there. But they did a very good job. And why I say that is because, you know, one of those little known secrets is when you pre-tape something, you can go back into the editing room and maybe redo a spot that maybe didn't look the best. So in terms of the Undertaker AJ Styles match, that was a cinematic masterpiece, if you will. But everything else was kind of pale in comparison. And you talked in the last segment about essential service. Why they were deemed an essential service, they fall into the same category as media. And entertainment, because I have a friend that's on the radio in San Francisco, California, and that state is under lockdown, which will lead me to a rant in just a second. But he has a letter from the government that says if he stopped, he is an essential service and he is going to work. Now, and just to point something out, it's kind of a generic comment, and maybe my rant for the day is we are not under lockdown. We are not under quarantine. We are asked to self-isolate at home and really stay home and try to keep this thing under control. Nobody's quarantined unless you're sick. No one's under lockdown because, as you saw from some of your advertisers, You can go out and buy a car if you want. That's not lockdown, folks. You know, a lot of things, lockdown is like what happened during world wars and things like that. And you're ordered to stay in your home. You can still get out. You can still get groceries. You can go out into your backyard. You go for a walk around the block. But you're not under quarantine. You're not under lockdown. You're just asked to self-isolate and stay at home. And that doesn't mean going to a bunch of different places. I was in a grocery store 2 weeks ago, at a large grocery store, and there were people browsing. There was one couple that reminded me of the couple from the Leon's commercial. They were there with their personal coffee cups, wandering around, sipping coffee up and down the aisles, shopping. That's not what we're supposed to be doing. Get your stuff, get out.
David, thank you for the rant. Now I don't have to do it. For Bronco Plumbing and Heating, your factory-authorized Bryant Furnace dealer, you're right about all of that stuff. Other than if you do leave your house and you put it on social media, you risk being publicly flogged by people.
I'm not a fan of our prime minister, not the least. But the guy travels 27 kilometers to go to his cottage with his family. The guy's probably working 24 hours a day nonstop, taking phone calls. One of the most stressful jobs in the world. He's lucky that he's not under the same scrutiny as a guy like Donald Trump, and he knows he's got the right advisors telling him what to say. The guy goes 27 kilometers to his house to stay with his house with his family. That's scrutinized. Like, why is this a national issue? Why is this any kind of thing? It's just absolutely crazy. 27 kilometers to stay in a house that he owns by himself. And they say, well, what if he gets sick? He'll tax the neighborhood resources. Are you kidding me? The prime minister's got a limo waiting for him there. Doesn't matter where the guy goes, he's going to get criticism. And again, and I said, I am not a fan of the man, but everybody needs to lay off, chill out. You go for a walk, you walk your dog, you go to get groceries like that, you shouldn't be scrutinized. And besides, it looks like every time you go out someplace, it looks like you're going to get robbed because people are wearing masks. And not just medical masks, guys are wearing bandanas around their face, sunglasses, hats pulled down. They look like the guy D.B. Cooper that fell out of a plane. It's out of control.
Fantastic movie, The Pursuit of D.B. Cooper. You kids wouldn't know it. David, I'm going to let you go shortly, but we got some comments coming in here about pro wrestling, some of the replays that have been on. It slipped by me. Kevin in Saskatoon had one about Bret Hart beating Ric Flair. I don't remember that fight, but anyways, I'm sure Dana White's going, how is the WWE considered essential, but we're not at the UFC? We all watch both. The UFC is not a lot different than what the WWE is going. But I want to ask you this, Dave.
I'll tell you. Scripted entertainment. They're not like scripted entertainment. Everybody's watched the UFC fight. Those things can off the rails. Look at the serious injuries, the bloodletting, all kinds of different like that. The medical facilities that'll need to be involved if someone gets seriously hurt. There is a chance of injury in professional wrestling, but it's a controlled environment.
That was easy. And one more. Football fans around here have been talking about the Instagram live video of Chris Streveler. I didn't watch it. I just heard about it. I'm the last one to admonish anyone for drinking to excess, so I'm not going to look down my nose at Chris Streveler. Can you explain what he did and how the Arizona Cardinals might view it?
Well, again, I've only seen clips of it. Again, I don't tend to watch a lot of that stuff. But what I think the funny thing is when I get my updates from the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, they still talk about Chris Streveler. Chris Streveler's under contract to the Arizona Cardinals, so I don't really understand that. I think it was fun on Grey Cup parade day. It was fun after the game. But at some point, you're running into Alex Ovechkin territory where, you know, you don't need to be doing the keg stands every single time. And it does need to calm down because – no matter what you are and no matter what people say, you are still a role model in professional sports. And yes, it is great to celebrate a big victory. It was great to celebrate with the town after 29 years of not winning a Grey Cup. But let's shut her down. Like, it's just it's bordering on absurd right now.
Thank you for that. I mean, I saw clips of it like you. I didn't watch it, but I will say this. What Clark and I were talking about it last night here as we were doing the recovery hour, and I said, if you're going to drink that much, you better be Joe Namath. You know what I'm saying? Broadway Joe got away with it, but he was Broadway Joe. You are a bubble fringe backup quarterback with the Arizona Cardinals. You don't need to be drawing attention to yourself that way. Fair?
I agree. And, I understand that there might be a part of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers that believes that he will be back. into our fold. That's for sure, as a Bomber. But I don't know if Joe Namath might not be the great comparison, Rod. I think Derek Sanderson might be a better comparison.
Well, watch the documentary on Willie Joe Namath, and you might agree with me that Brent Stevens watching. He's a Bomber fan. He says Strebler's a marketing tool at this point. He's young, and the kids love him. Why do the Bombers continue to pimp out Strebler? It's for that reason, I think, for marketing, because he is not under contract to that. I'm with you. I get it, but I also see where they're coming from. David,
I don't think we're selling a lot of tickets right now either.
Good point. But by the way, a guy by the name of Mike Lennox, who I think is a Bomber fan, wrote in and he said on the pay-per-view thing, if you're a season ticket holder, you get free rights to the pay-per-view.
You're paying your season ticket price?
Right. So it would be enticing you to buy tickets for the pay-per-view, Dave. So, hey, maybe they're onto something.
The Winnipeg Blue Bombers did do one thing. I've signed up. I'm a Bomber fan for life, as they say. So my tickets, I have four, are divided into 12 equal payments. And the Bombers did defer some of those payments for a little while. What they're going to do is just add on to them. So that's one thing the Bombers have done nicely, like some of the banks and some of the credit card companies and some people's landlords have done. So I think that as we see this thing last a little longer, we'll probably see more deferrals as well. I'm really worried for about teams like our American Association baseball team, the Winnipeg Goldeyes, that are 100% gate-driven league. There's no television revenue. There's, you know, they paid to have their games on the radio. Those are the kind of sports that are going to crumble and might not ever come back.
There's absolutely no doubt about it. David, thank you. Your buddy John Lynch says hi. Stay safe and keep in touch.
Thanks, Rod.
The sports doctor, Dave Patrician. Out of Winnipeg. Do we have Darren Dreger?
Not yet.
We will. Norway's calling. We have a message here from Trent. He's watching in Norway today. Says, Norway calling. They are planning to reopen preschools in grades 1 to 4 next week. Our two daughters are learning online, and my wife is teaching from home at the moment after Easter break. No soccer games anywhere here either. We're healthy here. Stay well, everyone. That's the way Trent talks, by the way. He's very bouncy and optimistic. Trent from Norway. We met him at a Saskatchewan Rush game, by the way. And we do have the commissioner of the NLL coming up, Nick Sakewich, later on in the program. Regarding Chris Streveler, Jason in Red Deer says, Chris Streveler is into Patrick Mahomes party world now. Did Mahomes go real crazy? I don't recall Mahomes doing a lot of that. Ovechkin.
Big time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Interesting thing on Strebler there. By the way, so many things up for discussion here. I feel like 2 hours won't cover it all. But on that Saskatchewan quarantine thing that came out over the weekend, which quarantine house do you want to be in? I got to thank the guy Sask Dad on Twitter for coming up with it, even though he spelt my name wrong. That's fine. He had in my quarantine house, Jess Moskaluk, Kelly Taylor, Patrick Marlowe, myself, Ralph Goodale, and I can't remember who else.
Yeah.
Darren Dreger's house. I could pull it up in front of me if you want. A lot of people saw it. You know, hundreds of thousands of people saw it, actually. A lot of people. Darren Dreger was in a house with Kelly Chase and John Ryan and the Hunter brothers.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That was a pop. Well, listen. My house has hockey, football. Oh, Shannon Tweed was in my house.
That's who it was.
A Playboy playmate, a comedian, cheap wine and cigarettes. Where else would you rather be?
You got it all.
We have it all. I can't believe anybody would vote for any house other than ours. There's no accounting for taste.
And you've always been proud of where you come from.
Oh, so. I didn't care that the guy spelt my name wrong. I was so unbelievably honored to be included in that group of everybody. Didn't bother me at all. But I did write the guy and I said, if you redo the graphic by any chance, could you spell my name right? And he wrote me back. He said, sorry, Roddy, but even Gretzky had his name spelt wrong in his Rangers jersey.
That's true.
How do you bitch about that?
You can't.
So, I don't know, if you go to my Facebook or go to my Twitter, you'll see it. But it was 6 houses, I think, of Saskatchewan personalities split into the 6 houses. Now, who they forgot. A seventh house would be pretty salacious. Wendell Clark, Brett Wilson, Keith Morrison of Dateline.
Yeah.
There were quite a few interesting ones.
Oh, for sure.
It was a hell of a lot of fun.
That's cool.
For the weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, you obviously had fun reading it.
Oh, yeah. It's cool to see. And you know, everybody commenting in. Because they all have different reasons for choosing different houses. And it's just fun. It's one of those fun games that pop up on during the coronavirus.
What other ones have you enjoyed while I call up my sports update?
That's been good. Most of them, you know, to be honest, I skip over. I don't have a lot of time for that stuff. It doesn't do it for me.
Not me either.
When it's all the same. I've been reading more memes than ever, you know, on Instagram, and people post the memes and their stories. I've actually been stopping and reading more of those than I ever have before. I've noticed myself doing that. So that's it. I'll tell you this about the, you know, just to switch it up a little bit, coronavirus things, though. Still can't get into live sports or to the replayed sports. Can't do
me
it.
Either.
I started watching the Masters on Sunday. I'm like, it's Sunday. I'm going to watch the final round of the Masters from last year. And I was into it. The sun's coming up over the golf course. I'm like, this makes me want to go golfing. The announcers are sitting there, and Jim Nance is doing the opening or whatever. And
welcome, friends.
It's beautiful. And I'm like, this is great. But 45 minutes in, I'm in the other room doing something else.
I can't do it.
Can't do it. I know who wins.
Can't do it. I'm going to do a sports update, and then I'll pick up on that. Friday night, it was the CFL Stadium Night, whatever they call it, Legacy Night.
Okay.
And they had the last game in Iverwind and the first game in Mosaic Stadium, and it was the same thing. There was a deep pass, Kevin Glenn to Daron Carter, a wonderful pass. Daron's doing his thing in front of the crowd. Next pass into the end zone to Caleb Hawley. First touchdown ever, Mosaic Stadium. Yeah, I was there. I remember.
Yeah.
Click. I'm with you. I can't get into it.
Can't get into it.
But I can watch Fletch 47 times.
Go figure.
Sports update. Former CFL kicker Liram Hirilahu signed with the NFL's LA Rams on Monday. The 29-year-old spent last season with the Hamilton Tiger Cats. He has also played for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers and Toronto Argonauts over six CFL seasons. Hirilahu, a resident of Oakville, Ontario, will compete with former XFL kicker Austin McGinnis to replace veteran Greg Zuerlein, who signed with the Dallas Cowboys after playing eight seasons for the Rams. The Carolina Panthers have rewarded Christian McCaffrey for his production and versatility, making him the highest paid running back in the NFL. The team agreed to a four-year, $64 million extension with McCaffrey yesterday. This deal, $16 million a year, eclipses Ezekiel Elliott's deal at $15 million per season with America's team.
That hurts. Derrick Henry's going to get paid.
He has to.
Has to.
The PGA of America established the Golf Emergency Relief Fund on Monday by donating $5 million and pledging to match up to an additional $2.5 million given by other groups in hopes of providing support for the golf industry during the COVID-19 pandemic. That's coming from the PGA. We got to talk about the golf industry in Saskatchewan, Alberta, and why not throw in Manitoba when we come back after the break.
Let's
okay.
Do it.
And Darren Dreger's ready. All right, this sports update for Ballers Rec Room, Regina's newest entertainment destination, and for Red Bull Canada. Watch for the Red Bull Wings team to make appearances at the Rod Peterson Show on-location events throughout the summer in Saskatchewan. Red Bull is launching a new Peach Edition, which is exclusively available at 7-Eleven and Loblaws Superstore and No Frills. TSN's Darren Dreger joins us next. It's the Rod Peterson Show, Tuesday morning. Canada's morning sports talk show continues after this. It's on Facebook Live, coming this spring to Game Plus TV. And listen live at rodpeterson.com.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system. Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles and buffs your finish to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand-dry and inspect every vehicle for a top-quality result. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, the result's going to be the same. Your vehicle's going to look great.
Suds Full Service Car Wash.
We'll make your car shine.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Oh yeah, he's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Just ahead of TSN's Darren Dreger, although he might be interested in this, there is a war raging between the Ryan family over the Saskatchewan quarantine houses. John Ryan was placed in House 4 along with Darren Dreger, Kelly Chase, Scott Moe. But Andrew Scheer, who's married to Jill Ryan, John's sister, was in House 6 with Ryan Getzlaff, John Gormley, Sandra Schmerler. Well, Barb Ryan, the mother, the matriarch of the whole crew, picked John's house and not Andrew Scheer's.
Dun, dun, dun.
I know. Fireworks ensuing days later. Let's go to the video chat right now and bring in TSN's Darren Dreger, who, from what I could tell, was very happy with the room that he was in with the Hunter brothers and that crew. How you doing, Dregs?
Well, it wouldn't be boring in that house, but based on the construction of some of the other houses, it didn't look like you'd be boring at all. I like the blend. I like the mix. I like the fact you had so many unspoken characters involved in each house. I'm a big fan of Kelly Chase. Watched him play junior hockey. Obviously, watched his game grow in the National Hockey League. I'm not so sure Kelly and I would last more than a couple of days. I'm sure I'd say something to piss him off or whatever, and that probably wouldn't end well for me. So it would be entertaining on the short term, but in the longer term, it probably wouldn't be a good health move for me.
No, and the Hunter brothers saying they're working on their set to play in the house. I'll just say this. As a Langenberg guy, you would appreciate this. My house has hockey, football, what did I say? A Playboy Playmate, a comedian, and cheap wine and cigarettes. I don't know why anybody wouldn't pick our house, but hey, to each his own. Dregs, it's been awfully quiet in the NHL over the last week. What's going on?
Well, you know what, Rod? I think the National Hockey League and the Players Association in partnership are doing a wise thing, and they're being careful not to feed the speculation. Of course, the league and the players are on it on an hourly basis, certainly a daily basis, and they're getting updated on, you know, some of the government moves, certainly from the health authorities. But the NHL doesn't want to overstep and create this illusion that they're hopeful that there will be hockey on the ice in the next month or the next 6 weeks or whatever that calendar date might be. But they also want, you know, the public and certainly the hockey fan to understand and appreciate that they are working behind the scenes to make sure that when the all clear comes, whenever that is, that the league and the Players Association will be willing to act and able to act as quickly as possible. Who knows what that scenario might look like? Could we be playing in empty venues? I mean, that's a distinct possibility. But in the moment, and it's been this way for the last number of days, if not weeks, and it's going to continue to be this way for the next number of days or several weeks, it's all speculation based on conversation, but not act from the NHL standpoint.
It's interesting you say that, and the way you say it now makes sense to me. Gary Bettman said last week that we'll be ready once there's the green light. But do you think that, because you had tweeted, they wanted to stay relative, right? They wanted to be out, they wanted to do interviews and be visible. But did you feel that that went too far, that the NHL felt it went too far and was raising people's hopes too much?
No, I don't think so. I think what I meant by that, and I think what the NHL means by that, Rod, initially, is that they wanted to make sure that, you know, there was a connection between the NHL players specifically, maybe the coaching staff, and to some degree management as well, with the NHL fans. So that's why you saw the National Hockey League again over the past few weeks roll out the web media availability, right? And we've seen some other unique virtual perspectives. You know, the experience with the St. Louis Blues in what was a virtual reunion was interesting. And I think that's more the interest of the NHL in keeping things relevant. But Commissioner Bettman was on CNN yesterday with Anderson Cooper, and he didn't say a whole lot. He didn't say anything that we hadn't heard before. But there was one thing that kind of stuck out to me, and that was a timeline that he placed, that the players are going to need, you know, 2 to 3 weeks to be ready to go. And so I started poking around the NHL wondering, well, what does that mean exactly? Does that mean 2 to 3 weeks before the players are ready to step onto the ice for a mini training camp? 2 to 3 weeks before they're ready to get into regular season play? And the pushback that I got was that, hey, you know, don't psychoanalyze this. You know, it was a generalization in terms of what would be needed to get the player from wherever that player is back into his club environment and back into a position where they're ready to engage. But whether or not engagement means exhibition games, regular season games, or simply getting those players on site and back into a team environment, it's too soon to say.
How much, Dregs, are you in the NHL following other countries, other leagues? For instance, the guys were saying Korea went back to playing baseball in empty stadiums today. The NFL draft is coming up, but the GMs want it moved to August, and I can see why. They're not getting proper one-on-one interviews and medicals. How much is the NHL looking at these other countries and leagues with how they're looking at their business?
Yeah, very closely, Rod, and especially the four major sports in North America. You know, all of the sports leaders are essentially walking in lockstep. Now, just from a geographic perspective, maybe there's one of those four leagues that moves faster than the other one, but they wouldn't do that without communicating first with the other three major sports. So I think we have to be very mindful of what's going on, even though you're talking about different cases, different scenarios, and different fields of play, obviously. But what I know is this, and this is why I'm very careful, and I want to temper the optimism. Of course, I'm optimistic, and I'm hopeful that the National Hockey League is going to be able to return this season, even if it's towards the end of the summer. And they're playing playoff games in August. And that is a reality. That is a possibility. And maybe they start next season, as we've talked about over the past number of weeks, as late as in mid-November. I know that there's a thirst, there's an appetite from a league and a player perspective to get back into action. But we all know that's not going to happen, nor can it happen, until it's safe to do so. So even though we're speculating and we're looking at the various scenarios in the other leagues, and no doubt the commissioners are in constant communication, nobody knows. And nobody is going to know until things get a lot better globally on the health front. And most definitely here in North America, and specifically in the state of New York, which appears to be now North America's epicenter.
Last one for you, Darren. How are you keeping busy? You said poking around the NHL, but I also know you're keeping busy with the Ray and Dregs podcast and doing various facial hair experiments. What's keeping you busy there?
That's just about it. Now, I'm not as bold as James Duthie. James Duthie made the proclamation that he wouldn't shave until hockey came back. And I mean, he's like me. I'm not blessed with the ability to grow facial hair. So he looks like a malnourished chia pet, right? Like, his patchiness is all over the place. So I don't spend a whole lot of time on mine, but I do try and keep it clean. Aside from doing radio and segments like this, we've got the Ray and Dregs Hockey Podcast. But I'm trying to stay busy around the property as well. I had a bizarre scenario earlier today. It's a bit unusual. Now, we've got bats that fly around mostly in the summer. As soon as the sun goes down, because we're in a forested area, the bugs come out, the mosquitoes and the bats buzz around and they eat the mosquitoes. And, you know, it's great. They're around. I woke up this morning to do Montreal radio and it's not that warm. It's like 1 degree Celsius. I'm standing out on my deck and I look over in the middle of the deck is this teeny weeny little bat lying on the floor of the deck. So I'm assuming it flew into the wall, but it was still alive. So we've got this family debate here. What do we do with it? You know, I mean, pulling at my heartstrings. I mean, it doesn't look like it's going to survive. I should put it out of its misery. But given everything that we've been told about the COVID-19 virus and that it may have originated with a bat and all those crazy ideas, I'm not going anywhere near that thing just yet.
Yeah, well, as they say, where there's one, there's a thousand. And I lied. Just one more. When you saw the procession, oh, no. I bet you Dreg's phone just went off. Were you back in? Can you bring him in, Jordan? Okay, sorry, Dregs. We got you. When you saw the procession for Colby Cave on Monday in the Battlefords, I got to be honest. I just, what does it make you feel like as a Saskatchewan guy to see that when that's going on in your home province? Unfortunately, this is happening far too often with our players, but just a shout out to Battlefords.
Yeah, very proud. Very proud. I was part of Saskatchewan Hall of Fame induction ceremony a few years ago back in the Battlefords. I emceed the event and it was just a tremendous event. And so I'm not surprised at the outpouring of support. But you know what, Rod? You know this. Number one, you ask what came to mind. What did I feel? I felt very proud. And I wanted to be there, to be fair. And I think most hockey fans would feel the same. But Colby Cave, and I don't mean this to be disrespectful in any way, is one of 100 Western Canadian players that we'd all feel the same about. Right? The high human being, that's what he stood for. How hard he worked. The work ethic was absolutely incredible to get where he got to. But more important than the athleticism and the fact that he realized his dream of playing in the National Hockey League. I didn't know Colby, but everything I know about him now from others that I talked to, he was a top-notch human being. And you could see that from the outpouring of support, some of the video tributes, the time that we could see him spending with kids and giving them his time. So above the fact that he was...
Clark's telling me that he's out and we'll go back to full screen, but I can say this, you bring Darren on here. I know what Dregs means. Colby Cave represents Western Canadian hockey players. There's no better example than that.
That's absolutely it. And, you know, we often see the hockey players, you know, it's easy. It could get to their head, right? I mean, you're playing in the NHL. Even when you're playing junior hockey, you're the king of the town, right? Whatever town you're in, especially if you're going to high school, still you're the king of that school. It's easy to walk around and be arrogant and things like that. But guys like Colby Cave, they're good people first, and that's what you're most proud of. Is just, you know, people are really proud of Colby Cave, the person. Colby gave the hockey player second, and I think that's a big telling thing, and that's a Saskatchewan and a Western Canadian thing, isn't it? Just when he talks about just 140 people that we'd all feel the same way for, it's because they're all good people, and we have that connection.
Great, very well put by Darren, and although it got cut off, the importance of his message came through. I would say. And that's the other thing. I mean, I did put it in the column that I wrote today, the Monday Morning Goalie, that was posted on a Tuesday. I know that the absence of sports is tragic to some, but when I look at the photos of Emily and Colby Cave in the hospital before he passed, that is, I can't handle it.
I know. It's tough.
That's tragedy.
It is.
I just ask people to keep it in perspective. That's all. That is really tough. From the SJHL, stick tap to the North Stars and the entire SJHL community. They did do a great job. From what I could tell, the North Stars seem to organize that. If I may, if I'm wrong, please let me know. But it did look amazing. And the Premier tweeted it from his account, the video of it. James Duthie retweeted it. It was something. I mean, stuff that we're proud of, but God, I'm sick of having to do it. From Chris Bauming and Brandon, I hope that Darren's still watching. He says, tell Darren to call Toronto Wildlife Rehab about the bat. they'll come pick it up. See, we're saving people from across the country with this show, with people chiming in on what to do with dead bats on their patio.
That's what we've become.
That's what we've become. Prairie Mobile text line, before we break, somebody writing me here from Alberta, from the 403. Rod, on your Facebook feed, there is a delay between what you are saying in the mic and the actual audio. You speak, and a second later, the audio comes. Has that been fixed?
No, it's a Facebook thing today.
It's a Facebook thing today, the guys are telling me. So thanks. We're aware of it. That's the crappy thing sometimes about live broadcast. You can't fix it until you're on the air, right? Or you don't know about it until you're on the air.
Yeah.
We'll be back with Hour 2. Nick Sakevich, the commissioner of the National Lacrosse League, will be with us. And Ryan Switzer of the Swift Current Broncos to talk a little more about Colby Cave. It's episode 212 of Canada's Morning Sports Talk Show. We'll be right back. The Rod Peterson Show coming your way on Facebook Live this spring to Game Plus TV Network. And listen live at rodpeterson.com.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years, and it's been a great experience.
Hi neighbor, Bruce Axelson from the Capital Automotive Group. In these challenging times, we've taken the proper precautionary measures to ensure our dealerships are safe, comfortable places to visit. We've also made adjustments to make shopping and servicing easier for you, including at-home test drives, service pickup, and delivery at no extra charge, and we increased our shuttle services to better serve you and your family. We'd like our community to know that we're here to serve you however we can. The Capital Auto Mall. We're at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua in Regina.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming of the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.